City in Color with Lover Come Back. Not a part of the show, but I just wanted to play it. This is the first time that I'm talking before I play a song, which is amazing. This is a history first.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Anyways, my name's Keegan.
My name's Jenna.
And this is Against the Grain. We do this, well, not every Monday because now it is the last Monday before the semester's over.
I know. Tear.
Which kind of sucks because I was planning to do two more shows.
Well, yeah, I thought we had at least two more left, but I guess we have exams to write or something.
Yeah, something like that. God forbid. So, yeah, today's our last show. We're going to be incorporating a bit of Christmas music as well as some other stuff scattered throughout. It's not really one thing. I didn't want to do a Christmas episode in November, but we actually have no choice. So, because if I don't do it, then I'd feel bad for not doing a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
But,
so. Well, and today of all days, too, was rainy and not at all Christmassy.
Well, it started snowing.
Well, yeah, that's true. It did. It
was
it picked
up. Mixed precipitation.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have, I've got something kind of interesting to share. My band, we have been together since March, and we started recording some stuff in the summer, and just recently we got a couple of our songs done, but this one is the most polished, and I thought it would be cool if I could share that with everybody. I'm super nervous talking about this.
I'm excited.
Because this is the first time that it's going to see the light of day. My band is called No Service. We started out back in March, April, and we've been playing a couple shows, recording, writing, stuff like that. And it's very exciting. It's been like the privilege of my life so far, which is really cool. So we're going to share a song with you tonight. And again, super nervous, but it sounds really good in my opinion. So I'd love to hear everybody's thoughts on it. Do shoot me a message sometime later and hopefully saying how great it is. And if it's not great, tell me too, because I'd like to fix it. But I think it's really solid. I think you're really going to love it. Jenna got to hear them in their rough form, like last week.
I know, which I was is pretty on the, cool. the ground floor with that.
Yeah. So you'll be one of the first when we're famous. Right? No.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to play something for you here. The song's called Caught in the Moment, and it's by No Service. That's weird to say.
Yep.
Yeah, that's our band. So hopefully you like it. And here goes nothing? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best not disappoint. you got the skill. Forget what they all say and get up there, you know the drill. You know you got the talent, you know you got the skill. Forget what they all say and get up there, you know the drill, yeah. When you're in the moment, it's all about you.
Weird.
I thought it was great.
That was good. It was good. The gain seems to be a little loud for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, I also have my mic cranked. That might have something to do with it.
Maybe.
Maybe a little bit. But yeah, that's caught in the moment. It's kind of exciting. We're still working on getting some stuff put out by the end of the year, including that song. And I think it sounds pretty good. So hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and you guys just performed over the weekend, right?
We did. Am I getting interviewed now?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Yeah, we just played over the weekend. We opened for a band called Jailbirds. They are from Mississauga, and they were voted the best rock band in Mississauga last year.
Wow.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
They're really awesome, and we were super happy to join them. Played alongside Matt from Call Me Moon as well, who's from KW. And we also played with Runaway Nation from Cambridge, but it was their last show together.
Aww.
Which was crazy. And they were really good. And I'm really upset that it was their last show because they they really killed it. And but it was kind of weird being at a band's last show because they were just playing so well. And then like the third song, they're like, "Oh yeah, that last song is really ironic because it's our last show together." I'm like,
"Oh,
what?
Yeah, just drop a bomb."
Yeah, I'm like, way to just ruin my day like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was caught in the moment. We're gonna hopefully have it released places.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Nuts to say. Sometime next week.
Yeah.
Maybe. We're not 100% sure. But yeah, that's really exciting. So hopefully you enjoyed it. And that was that. But now we're gonna get into the real music. Right?
The real music.
Yeah. We're gonna try and jam out as much as we can today. We figure we make the last episode kind of fun. And if you're not aware, which you probably won't be, after this show, within a month, I'm going to be leaving on an exchange to England. And with that said, Jenna's going to be taking over for the first couple weeks of the new semester, and then hopefully I'll be transitioning in. We'll figure out a way to do that, but that's going to be the dealio when we get back.
The 8 p.m. Eastern will really matter then.
It will really matter, because it'll be like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning for me, and I'll just be like, so that'll be a good time. But yeah, that's another thing that I figured I'd add in real quick. But with that, we're gonna get to music now. I'm gonna play a really fun one. I think you like this one, because I don't think you've heard this before.
No, I don't think so.
We're gonna play two songs, and then we're gonna play a bunch more songs. I don't even know why I said that. We're gonna play a bunch more songs after that. We're gonna play two punk rock Christmas songs real quick. Then we're going to play just a regular tune from the Arkells, and then we'll get to a kind of a surprise one after that. But first off, I Won't Be Home for Christmas by Blink-182. Very fun song. I suggest you listen very closely to the lyrics. Jimmy Eat World with Last Christmas from their studio sessions in 1995 for Bleed American, their most popular album. Weird thing to record when you're recording a full-length album.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. And then Blink-182, I Won't Be Home for Christmas, recorded in 1997 with their first drummer, Scott Rayner. Which is why it's like a more punky style, and Mark sounds like old Mark. You wouldn't really care about all this, but...
It is a great song.
It's a great song. It was awesome, right?
Well, yeah, I can't believe I've never heard of it, because it really jives with, you know, the cynical Christmas me.
Well, because the whole thing's like, oh, I'll be home for Christmas, and then...
No, not at all.
I hate Christmas, that's what Mark's saying. He doesn't hate Christmas, by the way, if anybody hates Christmas.
Well...
You can dislike it,
yeah,
but hate's a strong word.
It is a strong word. But you can hate carolers.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Very much so. Very much so. I'm trying to think of what I was watching where they're like pushing them out of the way. Oh, doesn't matter. Anyways, sorry, rambling now. Yeah, Jimmy Eat World and Blink-182 with some Christmas songs. We don't really have a whole lot to talk about today. I think we're just kind of focusing on music.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
For the most part. Trying to get in as much of our favorite stuff as we can before I leave.
Oh.
Tears. Wow. So we're going to play a normal song next, and the gain is really weird on these mics today. I'm noticing that. Maybe it's just me.
I can't really tell, but, it's fine.
We're going to play a regular R. Kelly song called Come Back Home from Morning Report, 2016. Great song. Whole album's great. Anything they do is great, actually. They haven't done a bad thing, really. And then we're going to play one Christmas song called Run, Rudolph, Run. I'm sure everybody knows it, except there's a twist. And you'll find out the twist, and I'll tell you about it after.
I don't know this version.
It is awesome. It is amazing. It is the greatest thing ever. I will tell you that the only thing I'll say is that Dave Grohl plays drums on this song. That's the only thing that I'll say. The other one you'll be able to figure out.
Okay.
You won't be able to figure out the third guy, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Now I'm rambling again.
Surprise.
I know. But R. Kelly's Morning Report, Come Back Home. Great tune. We're going to play that for you and then get to some Run, Rudolph, Run. And then Jenna's taking over all the selections. It'll be a great time. We'll be right back. Run, Rudolph, run. Lemmy, Mr. Motorhead himself.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome,
I think that's how we should sign off our show from now on.
Oh, yeah, right at the end there, yeah. It seems that the mics and the music are experiencing some static for some reason. I'm not to touch the soundboard, so I don't want to mess with anything because God knows I will destroy it, so I'm not going to touch that. But hopefully it is at least bearable and listenable. But yeah, Run Rudolph Run, sorry, Lemmy, Billy Gibbons, ZZ Top, and Dave Grohl on the drums. Yes. So awesome.
It was pretty great.
Right? Yeah. It was awesome. We got a couple coming up here you want to talk about next too? These ones are super Christmassy.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, one of the greatest Christmas songs ever, Christmas Baby Please Come Home by U2. Probably my favorite, I think. Have to play it every Christmas, and you can jam pretty hard to it. Second one, I have no idea you picked it, but it sounds good.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you
picked
did.
It.
Blink 182. You think I picked Blink 182?
Blink's not next.
Oh, well, Blink's next here.
Oh, well, sorry.
Okay, what's the next one?
It. It's a Tom Petty one.
That. Oh, yeah.
It's from the same thing, the same album.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty exciting.
Very special Christmas.
Yeah, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Christmas All Over Again. Another jam. Yeah, we own that CD. In my house, we play that one and Michael Bublé just on a loop for about a month.
Yeah, Michael Bublé is the classic, right?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have
my mom's love. Michael Bublé.
He just got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, no way,
yeah,
did he?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
He seems like a nice guy.
I didn't know he was that well known outside of Canada. I thought he was like a super...
No, I know. Yeah, well, he was on Carpool Karaoke a little while ago. So
that's enough to
that
do it
definitely,
for
definitely, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, those are some pretty good ones. And then,
We'll talk about the other ones.
Exactly,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, those ones are non-Christmassy. And then we have one more Christmas one. And then I got to sign off with a class. I think I signed off with that song last year.
Oh, did you?
On, like, the very last show. I'm not, I actually have to double check. But anyways, yeah, you too. Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. And then Christmas All Over Again. Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jams.
All right, good stuff. Let's give it a shot.
It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Xylophone.
I want a new Rickenbacker guitar.
Yep.
I love it. Leaf scored. Josh Levo.
Yay.
3-2. Yay. Oh, I got it. Oh, I got to turn that down. Maybe that's the issue. Did that fix it? Maybe that fixed it. I think it fixed it. I think it fixed the buzzing. Nice. I didn't touch anything. I swear. I was just, you know.
Good job.
Yeah. Anyways, Christmas All Over Again. Tom Petty. That one's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I actively knew the U2 version of that. Like,
I don't know how you didn't.
Jenna got kind of mad at me because I said that I didn't know it, but like, I feel like I knew it existed. I just never clued into the fact that they did it.
Yeah, no, that
makes
sense.
I don't know, because I also haven't heard it, and I probably wouldn't have heard it in years. Yeah, but no, the Tom Petty one's a classic. I want a new Rickenbacker guitar.
No, you're right, I know.
Like, that's just classic still. Tom Petty.
Okay, it's my classic.
It's your classic.
There you go.
Well, I'm sorry. Those are both off of the A Very Special Christmas albums. The U2 one was on the first one, and the Tom Petty one was on the second one. How many of them are there?
I don't know. We only have two. I think there are only two. There might be more than that, but...
This calls for some research.
Yeah, and it does, for sure.
It's going to end up being like 30 of them, and we had idea. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. You were talking... You had something, the best de-stressers during exam season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were going to talk about that, and we just completely forgot about it. Oh, and I have to play an ad. Let me play that. Actually, hold on. Let me pray. Let me play that right now, and then we'll talk about that.
Sounds good.
Okay, yeah. Fortress Record Store.
Music is an experience, and choosing your listening choices should be part of it. So check out Fortress Record Store, downtown Cambridge and now downtown Brantford. A great music shop that is all about the experience, where you'll find a great selection of indie and mainstream artists, current and classic albums on new and previously enjoyed vinyl, as well as turntables, music memorabilia, and more. Great music deserves a great store. Fortress Record Store, 67 Main Street, Cambridge, and 59 Dalhousie Street in Brantford.
Check it out, Fortress Record Store. They're great. I love them. I'm not going to talk like I always do about them, but they're great. Check them out. Best de-stressors. Sorry, that wasn't English. Can you say it?
De-stressors.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, talk about them.
This is important.
This is very important.
And honestly, I wish I could say like exercise or eating healthily or something that you're supposed to do, but that wouldn't be honest at all. I know for me, like I will just take an hour or so and just listen to my playlists and just zone out for a long time or play my guitar or something. Something music related, calm you down, forget that you're, you know, dying of stress a little bit. Or Netflix binge.
The Office watch again? Yeah, let's
do
it.
Of course. I'm on season 3 for like the 10th time. those are all great things. I was just telling you, last night we watched all 3 Santa Claus movies in a row, which probably isn't the best use of time. So maybe I should say, for exam de-stressors, you want to do moderation.
What? Sorry, I don't know that word. Can you explain it to me? I'd like to know what that word means.
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah,
Origin of the word.
Do you have any?
Could you use it in a sentence?
Yeah. Do you have any de-stressors?
Music's a big one. I get distracted a lot by like guitars or anything. Or if I'm super bored, I'll just go play drums. And then I get lost in that for a while usually. But the biggest one, honestly, is, and I don't play games often, but video games.
Oh, yeah.
Because it actually happened today. I was trying to get an assignment done right before I came here. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And one of my buddies got home from school. He messaged me. He's like, hey, come play this game. And I'm like, no, like, I have to get this done. And I sat there for 3 minutes and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it later. And then I went out and played. So for me, it's definitely still video games. Music, I just do. Whenever I'm doing anything, I have music playing.
Yeah.
Like it's, I'm never not listening. My buddy, he makes fun of me all the time because he picks me up from home. And the entire car ride to school, the entire way we're walking into class, and most of class, I just have one earbud in. So if he's on the wrong side of me, I'll tell him, I'll be like, move, because I'm not switching my earbuds, so I'll tell him to move. So music's the thing that keeps me, like, calm throughout the day, but de-stressors, just video games with friends, because I think that one just, like, removes any stress that I had before. That's a biggie. And then The Office.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Cookies. Gotta bake some cookies. Yeah. Like, you get those, like, Pillsbury cookies, so you don't have to do any work, but they're still great.
You feel like you're baking cookies, but you're really not.
But you still get to eat them. And it's great.
It's a pretty good deal. I mean, you could just go down the street and go to the store and get cookies instead of like having to spend having to spend the 30 minutes baking them or 20 minutes or whatever they are. But, you know, teach their own. But we got some more music coming up for you. We're actually flying by tonight. You talk about these two real quick.
So the anniversary of George Harrison's death is coming up November 29th. So this Thursday. So I thought in honor of him, we'd play one of his songs. And this one is called Stuck Inside a Cloud, and it's from his Brainwashed album, which was actually released a year after his death, finished and produced by Jeff Lynne.
Fitting.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, you know, I read about it, and Jeff says about it that, you know, George Harrison really just took it and didn't care about if it did well or fame. You know, he was at a point in his life where he was just making music that, you know, he wanted to make. So a lot of it is a little eccentric. This one, maybe even a little bit. But I really like it. I still think it's kind of catchy. It's a little odd, maybe, at first, but it's got that classic George Harrison slide guitar. So, yeah, hope you like that one. And then after that, we have Sing by Travis, which is a little indie tune. And see if you can figure out where it's from. It's from something specific that it came up on my Spotify playlist a while ago, and I was like, why do I feel emotional about this song? What's the connection?
So if I start crying, it's going to be your fault.
Yeah, basically. Okay. But it might be the only song I know that can successfully play a banjo throughout it in a really nice way. A kind of lovingly swaying way.
Lovingly swaying. So think of that banjo, when you're listening to it.
Yeah.
Lovingly swaying banjo.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work in the same sentence.
No, it doesn't.
It's like moderation. It just doesn't fit.
No, it doesn't.
But George Harrison, Stuck in a Cloud, coming up for you, and then Sing. Then we got two more. We got some Jingle Bell Rock, and then a special one at the end for you. Never slept so. Daryl Hall, John Oates, Jingle Bell Rock. And that is the second last song for the night and the second last song for like a month, which is pretty sad.
It is sad.
So when we come back, it will just be Jennifer a couple weeks. No pressure.
I know.
Because, you know, I do most of the rambling and everything. So you're going to have to fill that space somehow.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ramble for me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'll talk. It'll be like a two-way conversation with myself.
Yeah, just mirror.
Yeah.
Just put a mirror up.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
Then you seem less lonely. Anyways, thank you very much for being here. If you've been here every day, if you've not been here every day and you're just tuning in today, thank you. If you're not here, then you're not hearing this. So that's good.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of fun so far. So I'm glad we got to play some Christmas music today. Even though it is November, it feels a little weird. And we got some other stuff for you here too. But the last song we're going to play is the song that I named the show after, which is kind of cool. It's by City in Color, and it's called Against the Grain.
Wow.
Weird, right? Who would have thought? And it's the live version from his new album, Guide Me Back Home. Hope you enjoy it. And this will be the last time that I sign off for like close to 2 months. So it's weird.
Wow.
But we hope you have a great night and enjoy the song. And then hope you enjoy Jenna when we get back, because it'll be a good time.
Yeah, I hope so,
too. It's going to be Bowie, just straight Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Just all Bowie.
Bowie and Lennon, that's it.
It's not a bad thing. You want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
You say the byes. I do the byes all the time.
Hope everyone has a Merry Christmas / Happy Holidays. Yeah, and see you back here in January. It's crazy.
It's nuts. Time flies, man.
Yeah.
Time flies. Anyways, we're cutting it close. Underground Underdogs is next. He's going to kill it, like always. And yeah, have a great night.